What's good, everybody? This is Sim City representing Washington, D.C. to the fullest, rocking with the fam, the OGs, Hip Hop Digest Show. Keep it tuned in, tuned in, tuned in, tuned in, tuned in, tuned in, tuned in.
They seen how adamantly against him being president, the hip hop community and the young black people was in America. So what do? They get Kanye West to come in. Well, he's their representative. They listen to his music, they buy his shoes, they go see him in concert. Well, surely if we take a picture with him, he smiles and says he's cool with it, they'll fall right in line. Okay, and also, you know, you got black women, you know, they were against it. Well, who speaks to the black women? Steve Harvey. Let's get him in here. He'll take a picture, he'll smile, he'll say it's cool, they'll fall right in line. Who else? They love football. Let's get Ray Lewis. Let's get Jim Brown. They were the heroes. Surely if they say they cool with it. And also on the week where you're going back and forth with Martin Luther King, homeboy, one of the most prolific civil rights activists of our time, you're going to get Martin Luther King's son or Martin Luther King Day to come in there and meet with you? And y'all got to see this, man. Divide and conquer, 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 divide and conquer.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And as we get into 2017, we have our first Listener Appreciation Week.
Happy
and
New
we got
Year.
My man Nug on the phone. What's up, bro?
What's good?
What's up, man? What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's up?
All right. Welcome to the Digest. So tell us about yourself, Nug, and how you end up on the Digest.
I got a message from E Green the other day saying that, am I down? And I'm always down.
See, that's he's down, nigga. He said, y'all pull my name out the bowl, I'm here.
All right. That's what's up. So, all right. So,
I'm in my B-boy stand.
All right. So, Nug, here we go. Right on the button. You're on the hot seat.
You should be prepared for this
okay,
one.
Okay, you should be. You know what I'm saying? Your personal top three MCs.
All right, I'm prepared. Ice Cube, early Ice Cube, solo joint, Redman, and Jay-Z.
All right. You don't even hear Redman on the list.
I know.
I'm a Redman fan. I like Redman.
No doubt. So, all right.
I got a quick question on that. Is that always, or is that just right now, what comes to mind?
That's always.
Always.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got some groups that I like, you know, I love De La, I love Tribe, and Outkast is probably number three as far as the groups.
Okay.
That's a hell of a group list.
All right. Yeah, we comprehensive this week. All right. So before we get into the show heavy, we're going to finish up the homework from last week's three-team cage match. And let me remind you, it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde getting money versus Jimmy Spicer, Money Dollar Bill versus Divine Sounds, What People Do for Money, Swerving. You're on point.
Oh, and I went ahead and put Divine Sounds, What People Do for Money up there on the top for a whole lot of reasons. I'll give you a couple. I just like what they're talking about, and there's some real good memories, Princess Street Center and whatnot, with that song. So that you know, was the edge for
okay.
me.
Okay. Kurt G, what's good?
I went with Dollar Bill, y'all.
Jimmy Spicer.
Jimmy Spicer. Yeah, okay. I like that Spicer joint.
All right. For me, I tell you what. I think the Jimmy Spicer's probably was the flyest out of the records, but I gave the edge to that Divine Sounds. It's crazy. So I got to ask the guests, what do you think about those three records, and who would you say won out on the cage match?
Oh, I am unfamiliar. I'm gonna have to take a pass on this.
All right, that's what's good. So
that's all right. You can just tweet it when you get it.
Right,
I will.
So no doubt. So all right,
I can't call it off just off the names alone. I have to hear the songs, and then I probably can give you a little more update.
Okay, awesome.
That's what's up?
No doubt. All right. So first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Fat Joe signs with Roc Nation.
Damn, he just scooping them all up, ain't he?
Fat Joe.
He got the locks.
Fat Joe has reason to celebrate before his album with Remy Ma comes out next month. The Terror Squad rapper signed a management deal with Roc Nation.
Or a management deal.
According to the press release, the New York rapper was posted on his Instagram wearing the signature Roc Nation cap, and his now partnership with Hove is official. Then he posted a thing. I guess he was up at the label with him and Jeezy, Remy Ma, and French Montana. was all up at the label. Everybody was smiling. And I'll let the young guy off the internet who posed the question, and the question was, first Yo Gotti, then the Lox, now Fat Joe, why is Jay signing all these old, washed up bums?
Ouch! Man.
That is from a young boy off the internet, Swerving, and you were shaking your head. What's good, son?
Because as you were talking, I was thinking Fifth Dimension, up and away, my beautiful balloon, because niggas get gassed and just disappear. So
I don't think Fat Joe is getting gassed. You think?
Okay, well, who on, inform me, who on Roc Nation is popping? Who on Roc Nation is making records? Who on Roc Nation is out there? Tell me, out of all of them, because I don't know.
Okay. J. Cole.
I mean, okay, he's...
I'm saying, though, I mean, we already know J. Cole album came out and the whole nine, but, I mean, you with Roc Nation, right? It should be all kind of shit. I mean, he should be all over the place, right?
Well, first of all, you got to put it like this. It's just a management deal, and only thing that probably is getting him a high position when it comes to title. When you open your title browser, you'll see Fat Joe right there. I mean, that probably helps that position. Probably gets him on major tours. You know, maybe if Bieber needs opening act, maybe Fat Joe's on that.
Live Nation. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's right down the street, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, yes, wow. Sir.
It's just a management deal. Now, let me put it in this frame. Last week, we also talked about guys not having balance or not signing certain guys. Jace, he's got some veteran groups there. He's got veterans. And other guys aren't doing that. Kirk G, what do you think?
I don't know what the angle is, but you said it's a management deal, so I guess it doesn't matter who it is. Like you can manage. I'm not even tripping off that. So I don't think he signed him to the Rock. It's a management deal, so he's just managing. It's like back in the day with Russell managing damn near everybody that was in the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a management deal can get you know, maybe at places where you need to be, you know. So let me ask our guest, you got any opinions on that? Maybe what is Jay up to with the veteran groups?
He's trying to monopolize the market, man. You got Yo Gotti. He was popping last year. He had that Down in the DM. And Fat Joe and Remy Ma had the biggest song of the year. So I don't understand what they're questioning, saying people washed up.
Well, again, like I said, young guys, the next Lil or the next guy from Atlanta was not up, so
he didn't sign Lil. He didn't sign Yachty,
right?
Yeah, he don't need to sign them because they're gonna be gone in another 6 months. Each one of them,
right?
They just gonna fall off the cliff somewhere,
right?
And nobody gonna want to. Corporate is quick to hit you with that big lighter. He gonna get all of the fluid out of you that he can. So I mean, I don't think that he would not sign one of them cats. I just don't think it happened.
Well, I tell you what I think. I think that Jay is saying, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get established guys. I mean, like Yo Gotti, he's been around for, how long has Yo Gotti been around? He's been like 20 years, right?
I don't know how long.
Yo Gotti. 20 years. He's good. He's
10, 15. Right. He's good 10, 15.
At least 10.
Lox, Fat Joe, these are guys that have got past the, I got a hit, now I'm gone. You know? They're not at that, you know, they're not chingy. You know what I mean? So, right. You know, that's what's up. So, congratulations.
I think it's good moves on his part, and I think it's going to help those guys in general.
I'm going to tell you.
For both sides.
Yes, and let me tell you something. It's going to be an underreported story, but when you look around and when you're asking who's doing it for the culture or who's helping guys, Jay's going to be able to make a case while other moguls are standing on the sidelines.
Yeah, but you also know that dude Casanova two times or whatever his name is, real, you know, gutter dude from New York, from Brooklyn, is on that label, got a Roc Nation management deal too recently.
Oh, I'm not saying that he's not above signing, you know, jail niggas. I'm just saying he
that's
will.
Exactly what it is.
Right, exactly. I'm just saying that he'll have veterans. It looks like he'll have a mix. Some veteran guys, some jail niggas. You know, he'll do what he got to do to keep, you know, title and Roc Nation and keep all that above water. So.
Right.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Tackstone's bail revoked.
Damn.
The hip hop personality, professionally known as Tackstone, his government name is Daryl Campbell.
Got him.
Is not being released. He is not being released on bail for weapons charges. It stems from the 2016 infamous Irving Plaza shooting. The video, if you don't remember, where you see, who is that, Troy Ave walking through the club just shooting at random. Apparently, the prosecutors are saying that he was defending himself or seemed to sort of be leaning that way, saying that Tackstone, they got his fingerprints as well as DNA on the weapon that killed Troy Ave's bodyguard.
I know you see me in the video. True.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, it's kind of hard when they got evidence.
He's done.
Prosecutors argue that Tax is a threat to the community and that eyewitness testimony will prove that he fired the fatal shot that killed Ronald McFatter, Troy Ave's bodyguard. Troy Ave into this. Tackstone himself, this is a mini counting amount. It's not a full counting amount, but just a mini counting amount. Tackstone was previously convicted of robbery charges and weapon charges. He served 18 months before being released on parole. Again, was jailed in 2010 for violating said parole. And on that charge, Tackstone served another 8 months. And in 2012, he returned to jail on a separate parole violation. Tackstone told the Huffington Post that he spent the majority of his 20s in jail. And I quote, he explained that it was boredom that brought him to crime. Tackstone, when it comes down to podcasting, and I listened to a few episodes of Tackstone, he brings a jail nigga perspective.
And he goes, he's a jail nigga.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
He's a jail nigga.
He certainly brings a jail nigga perspective. Everything is overhyped. Everything is on edge. And the majority of the podcast, you know, he's labeling niggas, you know, 50 or whoever else it may be. Troy Ave is snitching. Not living up to the street code.
Well, the thing that gets me in this is the nigga said he was doing crimes because he was bored.
That's what it said
God
in the article.
Damn, go fishing, so, nigga. Do hey, something. What the fuck is you doing, nigga?
I can speak on this because I listen to his podcast also. And he said, this is his explanation was that when he was young, his mother taught him a lot and he was good at math and all that stuff. So when he went to school, he was bored. So he would get in trouble because he was so far advanced in front of all the other students. He's a smart dude. And so, you know, it's a messed up situation because, you know, he was doing, even though he is a jail nigga and he talked like a jail nigga, he was doing some good things, positive things.
Well, Tackstone is a smart guy.
He's a smart dumbass then.
Yeah.
I mean,
smart one. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You're smart, but you ain't got much common sense then. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah.
So is he book smart or street smart? Which one or what?
He's definitely street smart.
Okay, well.
Probably book smart, according to he said he's advanced in class in school, but when he gets bored, he has to go do a crime. Like I said, pick up a fishing pole, nigga. Bored, go fishing. Do
paint
something.
Numbers, something.
Bowl or something. Do something. No, fuck, go running.
Unfortunately, that is a situation where And I think I vaguely remember reading something about that statement. You know, a guy like that who is smart, that he couldn't channel figuring, okay, the regular calculus and geometry high school level is beyond me. Let's step it up. What can I do? I mean, maybe, you know, some rocket science shit, some calculus shit. I don't know. It just seems ridiculous to me on that level. The internet says, and this is, I usually get these from the first comment under the article. I hope everything works out for the man. I know a lot of y'all are saying Tax is washed, but I remember a lot of people saying the same thing about Boosie. He may get out one day.
Oh, I ain't saying he's not going to get out. I'm not going to say that.
I remember I said Boosie was washed.
You did. You said that nigga wasn't getting out.
I did.
You said that nigga wasn't getting out. And he's shit, you said the same thing about your boy too, that did the time for You Say for Jay.
Oh, True Life.
You said he wasn't getting out. And that nigga got out.
Yeah, so, you know.
They're finding ways.
Hey, man, you know.
Hey, that good money get you a good lawyer.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And congratulations to those guys. Because they did it, you know, within the legal system. They got out, you know. And Taxstone's going to have to muster everything to stay out of the jackpot. Because they're going to want to make an example out of somebody.
You shooting in a club or night or whatever that shit, nigga. You like your boy did 2 years for shooting himself in a club.
Right.
Yeah.
Plaxico.
And that was in New York.
Yep.
That's what's up. Indeed.
All so right. While we on that, real quick, just curious. So whatever happened, why is Troy Ave on the streets?
Troy Ave is on the streets because again, the prosecutors seem to think that the shots were fired at them first, meaning that allegedly Taxstone is shooting at them first. And when you see Troy Ave on the tape, he's returning fire.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's Troy Ave posted bail too.
Yes.
He's out on bail.
Yeah, Troy Ave's probably gonna get out. He's probably gonna be free.
I don't know about that. Oh, I think
I mean he's already free. He got shot again on Christmas.
Yeah, I know that. We talked about that shit.
I think that they're going to try and jam Taxstone up for like a life sentence. And just to prove everybody that New York ain't playing, Troy Ave might still end up doing a nickel.
I doubt that.
Yeah, he's going to do something because he shot up in the club.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true. He was shooting in there too.
Right,
so that's endangering, endangering lives.
Reckless
so
endangerment.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, he going to get something out of the deal.
That's what's up. All right, so what's the next topic here? Ah, here we go. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is The Lox. They blame Lior Cohen for the demise of rap.
Damn, Lior Cohen?
Lior Cohen is the reason why hip hop is turning out the way it is. Lior Cohen is controlling all these younger artists with the 70-20 deals. Say, they don't learn their history anymore.
Damn, pause for a second.
You said 70-20?
Not 360. 720. He going around twice on that.
He said 720 deals?
He said 720 deals.
Wow. So what the fuck are they doing? Are they saying, you turn around one time, you turn around again, we hope you're dizzy enough to sign this shit?
He said young cats don't learn their history. All you need is green dreads and a Rolex and you're good.
That had to be Jada Kiss that said that shit.
Right.
So you need his green dreads.
So, I look at that statement and I'm like, you know, the Lox do speak from experience. They had a terrible deal with Bad Boy. But the Lox still, to me, are pandering because they're blaming Lior Cohen. Lior Cohen doesn't write any lyrics. Lior Cohen, yes, will pimp out anybody who comes through with that catchy hit record. Okay? I mean, that's the record industry. That's not new.
Niggas wasn't blaming Lior when he was over there with DMX.
No.
There was money being made. A lot of it. And it was going around. So it's easy not to blame somebody when you good, but when you not doing as good as you have. And it's easy to start looking around and pointing fingers.
Jada Kiss points the finger, speaking of pointing the finger, at the young artists who only jump in the game strictly for the pursuit of dollar signs. So, again, I believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to continue to say it. The Lox are one of the original pandering bears. They're still pandering. They're trying to be on the right side, but they're talking money.
I don't know if the entire Lox is pandering. We know Jada is definitely in there.
I mean, and I'm not saying that artists do deserve to get paid. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that until you're going to put some meat on the bone, you got a record out with Fetty Wap, my nigga. I mean, come on. I mean,
so you're helping with the demise, huh?
In my opinion. I mean, I know they're trying to get that hit record or trying to get young guys. Oh, Fetty Wap's on this, so maybe I'll buy it. Let me ask the guests. Did you ever know of young guys wanting to learn about older MCs through one of their heroes on hook or whatever. Is that how it flows?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, because you don't see many of the young guys reaching out to the older guys to be on their records.
Right.
The old cats are reaching out to the, you know, they want to stay relevant, so they get the young guys to be on their albums, and then it just sounds trash.
Well, let me ask this, though. But do we see young boys even reaching out to other young boys to be on their tracks? Except for, like, Drake, people reaching out for him to get on, but... Do we see any?
All these young guys are on.
They're on each other's records all the time.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Because that's a generational thing. I mean, they're all on each other's records, all on each other's mixtapes a countless times. So that certainly happens. You know, but that's a generational thing. I mean, if you're trapped, you're certainly not going to reach out to somebody who's underground and put them on your joint. You're going to reach out to another trap guy, whether if he lives in L.A. or Kansas. It doesn't matter. So shout out to the Locks, man. I still, you know, I wish I had some circus music because they're still pandering the bear, if you ask me.
Leor
is the father of the 360 deal. So now
he's 60, 720.
No, he's saying Leor is the father of the 360 deal. So now he's got the 720.
Doing that before.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know.
He done doubled up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just interesting because I don't ever have a problem ever with these young dudes that just are in it just for the money. I don't care. They're not in it for the long haul. And if they're in it for the money and they get some dough, I ain't mad at them. You know, there's a billion rappers out here trying to get some money.
It's always been that way, though. Not always, but it has been that way since the niggas was making hits. People that did it just for the money.
The 90s.
I'm in it for the money and that's it. If it ain't about money,
when
the
was
fuck
it
is you
not
talking
about money? That's the question.
What's that?
It's always been about money.
I would have to not disagree with you, but I will say that it was money is the root of everything. But in hip hop, it was also about respect, and it was about being able to prove that you were great. Not just money.
Right.
Money is always an underlying issue, but at one point in hip hop and rap, it was about who was the best rapper, not just the richest rapper, or who got the most girls.
And so, right, and you have to really recognize that finite point in time. Now, certainly, look, if you were, let's just say, any golden age guy, and you put out some records, so you want to get paid. You know, you're good enough to be an artist. You're considered well-respected. Whoever you may be, you're going to want to get paid. A lot of the Golden Age guys didn't get paid for obvious reasons. But so in this aspect of it, proving yourself to be the best is not a requirement, but proving to have the hit record. And once you have the hit record, whether you're good or not is irrelevant. But once you have the good record, hit record, you're going to want to get paid. So...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now this is a retirement that you probably can count on. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We have retirements all the time, but you know they're lying. But this particular person retirement, I believe you can count on. Anita Baker has announced her retirement from music. And
hold
people
on.
Say, this is not the R&B Digest, my nigga.
No, son. That's not even what I'm about to say. That's not what I'm about to say. When's the last time Anita Baker made a record?
2005, Christmas Fantasy.
Okay, so she is retired. She's not retiring.
But
okay.
She's probably not retired. Is she not going on tour or nothing? She's probably been on tour since 2005.
Well, let me read the copy. Last week, Anita Baker took to her Twitter to address rumors of upcoming tour and upcoming album. False. There's no tour. There's no CD. I will always love to write and record music. It's part of my DNA, but I'm on a different level. Anita Baker declares retirement was always part of her plan. And she tweeted herself on the beach. Fuck all that. I'm just saying to us old heads, Anita Baker, at least to me, I don't know how you other niggas feel. To me, Anita Baker, you know, when I used to get off some Anita Baker blends, was the best days of my life.
It's a mystery. Yeah, but I you know, yeah, that might be a legitimate retirement, but I just snub my nose when people say they retire from music, B. I just can't see it. I can't see it. Like, she's never going to perform again.
I would believe that. See, this is the key thing. See, somebody like Anita Baker can write and record and give it to a young siren and still get paid. See, Anita Baker come from that school where the young girls, they may look the part, but they dumb as bricks. Need somebody like Anita Baker to come in and write some joints.
You got vinegar and water, because all these girls is singing, I almost said rapping, singing about these days is some other shit that Anita Baker ain't writing.
No, we're talking about album cuts, son. You're right. They'll never make a video to honest love that Anita Baker will write about. We're talking about album cuts. We're talking about a resume building cuts where somebody will say, oh, these, who are the real pop singers that can really sing? That type of shit. So, well,
they are not going to be singing nothing by Anita Baker.
Damn.
Not these days.
They're talking about getting it in the Quickie Mart.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God. Getting it in the Quickie Mart.
That's all niggas is talking about. Niggas is getting it in.
Yes.
Really getting it, hardcore.
So that reminds me, you know, in the psych pod sometime at work, there was a guy in the psych pod, and he had a real issue. Every time a female nurse would come in, he'd be like, in his Arab voice, let me show you something. Do you want to see how big it is? I'm going to show you how big it is. And it just reminds me of the whole, that could be an R&B. Let me show you how big it is.
It's probably already been made
by
Chris Brown.
No, that's R. Kelly.
Oh.
That's that R. Kelly style.
Oh, man.
But yeah, R. Kelly did.
Closet.
R. Kelly is the father of that shit.
Oh.
He definitely started that shit.
Half on a baby. On her.
You remind me of my G and all that.
All that shit. Yeah, R. Kelly did start that shit.
Yes, he did. So thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate that, Bob.
Damn.
All right.
Y'all got that.
Yeah, no doubt. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Off the top
the
rope.
The wrestler known for his high-flying leaps off the top rope. The professional wrestler died only a few days after he was acquitted for the 1983 murder of his mistress. I won't go into the crimes and misdemeanors, and I don't know anything about that. But as a kid, when Jimmy Fly Snuka was out, nigga, let me tell you how
fly.
I was getting my ass beat, because I couldn't resist coming off of the top dresser down on the bed. Bang! Broken box spring like a motherfucker.
Got that ass whipped.
Nigga, my mom came in there and was just wearing niggas out.
Oh, Brenda was coming in with the big stick.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, son. Yo, me and Pooh slept on them broken box springs joints for like a year and a half, son. It was,
mom,
I couldn't resist.
Came in like Hacksaw Dugan, huh?
Jim Duggett, nigga.
Son, I'm trying to tell
Bob
you.
Bob Backlund, nigga.
Yo, son, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know about you, Swerve, but I don't know nobody out Parkway who wasn't coming off the top dresser Jimmy Fly.
You know, you can ask my cousin Vernon Banks.
Niggas wanted to beat.
Bad beatings off of that.
Oh, shit. So you got your own top rope stories, huh?
Sir, on Parkway, Beaver Street, my nigga.
Yes, son.
I know all about that.
I'm trying to tell you, son. So, yo, Rest in Paradise and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, son. We was just emulating that nigga, and led to a lot of box springs finished out there.
That's a lot of ass whippings.
I know.
Mom said, you broke the box spring, nigga. You sleeping on that shit.
I know, son. It's crazy. Was good. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Chuck D praises the inauguration protest. And he said, leave Steve Harvey, leave T.I., Dexter King, or Martin Luther King III, whoever it was, leave all them cats alone. They trying to do the best they can. And Chuck D also says that, you know, of course, what Trump is doing is a publicity stunt. And he said, it's just like when Richard Nixon had James Brown up at the White House. Any black person of color, Trump is going to use it and then try to act like the person is on his side. Chuck D is coming in heavy, swerving. A lot of cats was doing a lot of Trump towering. And you will
wait to speak on it.
Well, then speak on it, son.
Are you coming in with your Jimmy Superfly Snooker?
Snooker. They can't see me on the digest, but you see me.
I see you with the hands up, nigga.
In the famous DJ Cool, let me clear my throat. Go in, swerving.
All right, so we got George Bush number one, right?
Bush 41? No, the original. Daddy Bush.
Right.
Daddy Walker.
We know he wasn't really fucking with the African-American community. We know that, right?
Okay.
We can pretty much agree to that?
Yeah, we can agree to that.
All right, so there was this dude from L.A. who was a little gangster rapper that showed his ass up at the White House, didn't he?
But he didn't meet the original Bush. He just showed up at the dinner.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But so we have learned that he did that just as a fucking... A fuck you, basically.
Right, right.
Right? None of these niggas today doing that as a fuck you. These niggas, in my humble opinion, are doing it to be on, to get some kind of foot up. And I'm going to tell you right now, I still... There's a picture of this gentleman hanging on my wall right now that I'm fucked up. Jim Brown. I'm like, why the fuck are these people going up in there supporting Donald Trump? Now, I've already said I don't think he's a racist. I don't. I think he's an opportunist. But it's like, when you know this, why would you even fuck with that? So it's different to me than when Easy went up in there. Easy E went up in there than to what these cats are doing now. And I can't condone it. And I don't care what Chuck D says on that. I cannot condone that. I'm like where you were with people not performing at the inauguration. I'm with the people. I'm like, nah, you don't need to be fucking with this dude like that. And, I mean, if he's going to fuck with some people, he need to be fucking with some people that's really, really, really about trying to make some change and doing some shit. Not Steve Harvey. Not Ray Lewis.
So can I ask you a question?
Not Kanye.
Yeah, that's real. Can I ask you a quick question, though?
Go right ahead.
My question is, and really, shout out to Kurt G, who really started this. Kurt G was like, well, then who's on point? Because in the 60s, you knew it was Martin Luther King was on point or Malcolm mm-hmm. X was on point. Mm-hmm. You had that ilk of somebody on point. Who's on right. point now?
Let's say I don't have a high reverence for this guy, but he has more of a reverence from me than any of these other people that have done it. Tavis Smiley, Cornel West. Barack Obama. I mean, I could go on and on, but I'm just saying, people that really are doing things for the black community, not for them fucking selves.
Nah, on a personal note, Cornell and Tavis on some slick shit.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. And I still hold against Tavis Smiley getting mad because Barack Obama didn't show up at some shit. But you mean to tell me that you are going to be like, okay, well, Steve Harvey's cool. It's all right.
No, I'm
Steve
not.
Harvey going to change Detroit and everywhere else.
Nah, I know Steve.
Fuck out of here.
I know Steve Harvey went up there because Trump feels comfortable around Steve Harvey types. Okay,
he might as well had Don Lemon in that motherfucker.
I'm saying he feel comfortable around those types as well. You know what I mean? First of all, the African American community, and I asked our guest if he agrees or disagrees. Too often, too many times, our leadership, at least currently, are always turning to musicians or athletes. Do you agree with that, or am I not seeing something?
I agree, but they turn to them because those people have the biggest voices. On Twitter and Instagram, who's got the biggest following? And someone like Trump, you say, is an opportunist. If he wants an opportunity, he's going to go to someone where he can get the biggest reaction from. And that's the stars.
Right.
That's the Steve Harvey. That's the Kanye. I don't know what Ray Lewis got. I don't know why Ray Lewis was up there.
And Jim Brown.
Well, I kind of disagree with you on the Jim Brown situation. I can't picture Jim Brown going up there, as you say, pandering to Donald Trump. I think he went up there and told him some real stuff. And, you know, if he just took that opportunity.
I might have to agree with that. Because I don't think Jim Brown, from everything that I've seen from Jim Brown, I don't see him changing his stripes. Jim Brown is like, he's a real nigga. He going to come at you real, no, whether you like it or not. So I don't see him actually going up there to see Trump on some, on his knees, like, Trump, give me a chance, an opportunity to make some money and some shit. I see Harvey doing that shit.
Bruh, I'm just saying, as I have mentioned, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown are on my personal list of men, black men, that I look up to.
Okay, right? Yeah, that's real.
So to see Jim Brown in there with Donald Trump, I'm gonna need more than a motherfucking press conference and pictures taken. I'm gonna need to know some real shit that happened. I'm gonna need to hear it from him versus Donald Trump is, I'm gonna need to hear some real shit.
Well, in my estimation, Trump is going to continue to exploit said situation, because largely, you know, white folks and those conservative blacks have coalesced around Trump. Trump is on point for them. Until African Americans find someone serious enough to run point, he's going to be able to exploit the situation, because you're going to have a lot of different folks, mostly athletes and musicians, who are going to run up the Trump Tower and, you know, do their own bidding, you know.
Shit, get Michael Eric Dyson in there.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's fucking with a guy like that, though. He's fucking with a guy like that. It's always going to be...
Michael Eric Dyson is too smart for him.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. All that. Right, and that's why, you know, again, that's why Trump is crazy nice to Barack, because Barack is just dumb smarter than him and will make him look like a fool on a back and forth stage. Trump can't fuck with that. So, Eric, you know, Mike Dyson, out of there. Obama, out of there. Real smart African Americans, nah. When he gets people that he, you know, is on a certain level, until we find somebody who's gonna run point the way King and X did, you know, Mega Everest style, you know, Trump's gonna exploit that for a minute.
That may be happening, but we are not gonna hear about that.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
So, hey, before we get off Trump, I just want to ask you guys a question. I vaguely remember you guys discussing this, like, when he first started running. But the hip-hop community used to love Donald Trump.
Yes.
Back in the early 90s.
Well,
Jay-Z talked about it. You want to come find me at the Trump Plaza?
Right.
Niggas always talked about it being down with Trump. Because
it was about money.
Right, and it was about money. I don't think it was so much Trump personally, although now, I'm telling you, if you play those clips, you know, folks might have some egg on their face. But Trump represented, especially to New Yorkers, hustle and money.
Yep.
And that's why I always said about Trump is that, you know, these middle America white folks is so bamboozled because Trump is hustling the shit out of them. He got everybody. That New York hustle. You know what I mean? So
I vaguely remember him being like in pictures in The Source and, you know, the magazines back in the day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Oh, he got crazy pictures with MCs, yo. So, So that's what's good. That's your boy. So on a quick note, let me read this statement. Dixie Chicks manager Simon Redsall.
You say Dixie Chicks?
Dixie Chicks.
God,
but check
damn,
it out.
That's a side note for a half right
let me
there.
Read this quick side note. Dixie Chicks manager basically said that if anyone, and I hope no one does it, meaning performing for Trump, better hope the check is in nine figures, because it's probably the last check they're ever going to get. This goes down to Chrisette Michelle, who apparently, now I didn't watch the inauguration, I was working. I don't know if she performed for Trump or not. But apparently, your boy Spike Lee came out and said that I was going to use her music. Fuck it, I'm not going to use her music. Questlove came out and was like, yo, I'll pay you not to perform. And so on and so forth. Is it wrong? For it doesn't matter, Hollywood, African Americans, black or white, it doesn't matter. Is it wrong for people to turn on Chrisette Michelle if in fact she performed for Trump? And is that the risk that she took? Because she, let's not act like this wasn't out there. Jennifer Holliday said, oh, peace, I'm out. You know, there's a bigger.
She heard you, King Killer. She heard you.
I'm just saying. What do you think about that, Swerve? Are we wrong if she gets blackballed?
Yes. because quite frankly, and I'm just keep it real, motherfuckers do shit every day that you ain't got no business doing.
Like putting dresses on niggas.
Regular, everyday people do shit that you ain't got no business doing or shouldn't do or don't want to do, but you still do it. You know, if they're talking about $250,000 or $750,000, whatever the fuck it was they were paying these people, not a whole lot of people got that kind of money. Just to sing a fucking song? I mean, I'm not going to hold that against her. If she's up there singing the praises of the Republicans and the Trump situation, then maybe I'd be off the side eye. But to sing a song, nah, I'm not really blackballing off of that, because all of us have done some shit that we probably, if it came to light, we'd be fucked up in the game.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It just so happens that they are celebrities.
Kurt G, we wrong? Or those people wrong? Spike Lee and others in the Hollywood community who look like they want to ban Miss Crochette?
I ain't going to say they wrong, because they can do whatever the fuck they want to do, but I don't think it's right. Because, like he said, everybody got some shit on them.
That's true, but don't you take a chance. Okay, it's a situation where, you know, okay, I'm looking at this situation and I might get blackballed, but I'm going to do it. So I should be looked at as brave, that I didn't cave into the crowd. I don't know. To me, I think that she went in with this eyes wide open, and if she gets blackballed, it's her own fault. Now, maybe she couldn't live with herself if she didn't do it. I don't know. Well, I'm going to let our guest speak on it. Or do you think the Hollywood community or whoever's involved in that is wrong?
Yeah, my thoughts changed on it as I listened to you guys. At first, I was like, man, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, $250,000 is $250,000. And, you know, that's that. But, you know, you said that no one else is going to hire her to do jobs. But the people who hired her to do this job, they may hire her again to do a job somewhere else down the line. She'll still get paid.
Yeah, but I don't know about that, because the audience that she performed is not exactly something that Crochette Michelle is going to, you know, lend herself to. I'm just saying that was a big ass risk.
So you're saying she's hurt herself in her core audience?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
What has her core audience been doing for her? Oh, not a motherfucking thing.
Well, hey, and she might have took it as just like that. Well, I'm not getting paid anyway. Fuck it. I'm doing it. Yep.
And that probably got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, so
she's looking for a check.
There you go.
So she's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll take that
and
check.
And someone in that crowd is going to say, okay, we can hire her for an event, and she may have some crossover songs that they can do at an event down the road somewhere.
That's what's up.
And they hire.
I hope she get her country music up.
Gangstar remix, just to get a check.
Hey, I hope she get her country music up. Hey, look, you know what? And just to make it even, just to make it for equal time, one of the best performances is Ray Charles at the, I believe, the 1984 Republican convention, where he sung America, and Ray Charles murdered that cut. So for equal time, yo, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, the legends of all legends, Ray Charles did perform for Reagan. So let's just be trill.
It's just a performance. It's not a motherfucking cosign.
So
that's how I look at it. I'm looking at it as, he didn't say she's up there cosigning this nigga, that she's down with this nigga. Now, if you're saying she said all of that shit, then you can be looking at her, like you said, with the side eye. But if she's just up there to get this check, like, fuck it, this nigga giving me a check, I'm going to go ahead and do this shit. And niggas out here getting mad, you know, because she's doing it. Everybody
niggas out here doing much worse shit.
Hell yeah.
Making records about killing 27.5 niggas in every song. You gonna be mad.
For real.
Sing national fucking
anthem. Counting them out.
Counting the amount like a motherfucker. Every other record, niggas is getting killed. Niggas is serving drugs. Niggas is doing all this shit. Niggas is talking about fucking all day long. Beeping words out on the radio. And you can still understand what the fuck they talking about. Come on.
Damn, yo.
And your kids in the back seat singing about having sex with me, you don't want to hear that shit.
Skirt!
You know what I'm saying? How you like to hear your little 7-year-old daughter in the backseat singing about sex with me is amazing.
Jesus.
You know Rihanna's up. Come on, B.
Whip it. Yo, okay. Free
next door and shit.
So you're right. So, you know, you're right. So we got that evened out. So quickly, before we get out of the show, the King Killer, this is what I did. I'm going to announce what I'm doing a little bit. Just get a listen. I spent a couple of days listening to Nick Grant, Return of the Cool.
I got that.
I remembered at my hip hop tees was like, yo, the album really wasn't all that, but I thought the album was all right.
It's on my list for album of the week.
And let me tell you something. That comes in at number 10, 2017. It started. I'm just saying, Nick Grant.
You started
early.
Hey, yeah. Man.
Early.
Hey, I listen.
Philly style, nigga.
Hey, check this out. I listened to it courtesy of Spotify, so I gave him some spins, hopefully towards his album totals.
It made album of the week, so you'll be hearing that one some down the list.
All right, that's what's right, good.
Before you do the thing that you're about to do, I know we said we were going to talk about Tower Records, but we're going to post the joint so you can see it. For people that like to feel physical music, there's a lot of great memories and all kind of stuff with Tower Records, yo. Not only Tower Records, but what was it? The Wiz and all other kind of records, but they did a documentary on Tower Records, and I think you should watch that.
Okay, so, all right, so let me get into the quick last topic. I'm going to give a shout out to Jay Sims. I won't use his government name. People get upset about that. And he says, he
wrote out the government, nigga.
Yeah, anyway.
Don't put my slave values out here.
So shout out to Jay Sims. I'll just call him Jay Sims. He wrote us a very nice letter, which Egri gave wonderful responses to. But I want to quickly go into, he was like, here's my issue. Do you think sometimes you guys come off as hip hop snobs and not in a good way with all the Sean Coons and Coon stuff? And of course, Egri, you know, Mr. Sims, you explained it perfectly in the letter. But I'm going to say this about Coons. You know, if we're talking about business acumen, you know, he's a wonderful businessman. OK, we can give him high marks for that. Okay, but when we're talking about talent, I think you can separate these things. That's all, you know. Yes, I am a snob, and I wear that proudly, and I'm a snob in the worst way. I'm one of the worst ones. So, yeah, I'm not going to talk to an 18-year-old who fucking thinks Lil Wayne is old school about anything related to hip-hop. I'm just not going to do it because he's not there. He doesn't have the body of work. He doesn't have the history. I'm just not going to do it. I'm a snob in that way. I admit it. So Coombs, yeah, a wonderful businessman. You know what I mean? Selling dress shirts and liquor and TV channels. He's wonderful.
Right. In this situation, we're grading him on his talent is what we're grading him on. We're not grading him on anything else but his talent as far as being a musician or a singer or a rapper or an MC. That's what we're grading him on.
Let's really look at how lazy he sounds on Mace and Biggie's rhymes.
Well, that's a whole nother
Listen
story.
To that.
Right, I won't open that up. And then he goes into one more thing where he talks about whether we like it or not, hip-hop is big business. And I got an answer for that. Hip-hop is big business. But hip-hop is being exploited to the hilt. And maybe there's nothing we can do about that, but at least let's have our eyes open wide enough to understand that hip-hop is being exploited to the hilt. I can't say that enough.
The Leon Coins effect.
Back to him again.
Maybe that answers Big B's
full
question,
circle,
too.
Right?
There we go.
No doubt. So shout out to Jay Sims. I just wanted to address that real quick. And so before we get out here, this week, Battle comes to you as far as the hip hop history lesson comes to you. Two groups. This thing should be easy, but maybe it won't be. The Treacherous Three, Gotta Rock, versus the Cold Crush Brothers, Fresh, Fly, Wild, and Bold.
I already got my winner.
Okay, yeah, I think that's going to be an easy one. Again, Treacherous 3 versus Cold Crush Brothers. Listen to it, pick it, and that's what's good. So I'm going to give a shout out to our guest. You got anything you want to tell the Hip Hop Digest family out there, sir?
Nothing much, man. Just keep it up, and I'll be listening next week.
All right.
All right.
So here we go.
Simple.
Here we go. Kirk G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Snow Goons, Goon Bap.
Wow, Snow Goons.
That's leftover from last year. That's,
yes,
that's a,
it
that's
is.
A
that was close.
Wow.
Snow Goons, Goon Bap. And then we got Germicide and Elmar the Star, God Bless the Child. Germicide and Elmar the Star, God Bless the Child. And the instrumental joint is Raz Beats, Control Your Own. That's Raz Beats, Control Your Own.
Oh, he was in my honorable mentions last year. So,
yes, sir.
All right, Swervin, we're good?
We are good. Again, keep on sending the emails because we going to answer them, give them comments, and keep sharing the link because that's what it's about. And just on a side, we give a shout-out to Herbbox just because. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
Herbbox.
Just because.
You still using your joint?
Oh, you know I still got it?
You know I got it.
Out here in California.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. Ooh, peace.
LA, California, peace. Yay. One.
Sleeping on the ladies, yeah. Got it. Shut it down. Look, this part's never hard for me since 12 years old. MCing's been a part of me. Said it's my lifeline, flowing through my arteries. So these dudes don't wanna spar with me. I don't hold back. Who you know, killer dude on his own track. Smile with him in a flick like Holak. Yo, I'm so powerful and I own that. Son, I told you where my home at. I'm from where legends are born. My history I record. Started out on the block and now I travel abroad. Yo, the difference between a mystery and fraud. Keep on guessing, but I never ever be a fake fraud. I can only be me, that's real and all. Authentic. Stepped on the scene, was mean and raw with it. Yo, truthfully, I was born with it. Took a little while to get on with it, but now I'm all. They said a lady can't do it like what? They said a lady can't do it like who? Yeah. 100 grand say I'm better than you. Yeah. 100 grand say I'm better than you. Running back, D-Y can't do it like what? They say the queen can't do it like who? Yeah. 100 grand say I'm better than you. 100 grand say I'm better than you. Queen. Yeah, boy, the technique sweet. I let the facts speak. Recline back to the back seat, the trunk beat. Eloquent etiquette, I'm a wild seed clarinet. Head that wears white horses every year. Yo, let them cherry pick. That benefit is a prominent feminine headline ahead time. I speak fluent sun signs. Yo, son, I'm Sun Tzu when it's game time. I'm well versed, slick in the mix. Rich mix of an alchemist, love catalyst with four challenges. Real vision, realism, ambition, all in repetition. Create new traditions with art and nonfiction. Like I'm whipping work in the kitchen, spitting red form. Embody the unknown, and it feels so right to summon the damn horn. They say a lady can't do it like what? They say a lady can't.
I get the job done, motherfucker, I work. I get the job done, motherfucker, I work.
Now
let me set it all. Ain't no half stepping.
Hey, my name Graph, y'all.
Ain't no half stepping.
Right. All I'm missing is the four finger rings. How your boy hop on the joint and spit cane. Loopy bitches thirst before the dick game. So once they get hit, they like ain't shit change. Oh man, Cubanas and big Cubans. Hopping eight the winner, come back looking like Rick Rubin. Cooling, colder than a polar bear. Saw a thumb around most rap niggas, you know they weird. So many similarities, no matter how much you niggas jack, you ain't half as me. Actually, if you ain't Jody High Roller, don't even riff rap for me. Fact, I trap, they lack the pack I brung. Back to back, I chief and dark my lungs. Fact to that, I'm rolling platinum. Georgie Kush ain't nothing after him, nigga. My name still ring. I'm in the hood with tamales like I'm Chingo Bling. Kush guard, I got the fire pack. Take the blunt, fire that. Just give me my lighter back.
I get the job done. Motherfucker, I work.
What's up?
I get the job done. Motherfucker, I work.
Hey, what's up?
Now let me set it all. Ain't no half stepping.
I get the job done.
I said, ain't no half stepping.
I get the job done.
I work. I represent the crack era. Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, that era. So go to your favorite rapper. I rap better. That rapper should rap never. They holler, no, not you again. Him roll with them hooligans and them fresh out the loony bin. Blackish, bluish gems. What's he dipping the jewelry in? It's very good. It's very muy buen. It's very good. I knew he'd sin. He still push grams the color of Snoopy's skin. Fuck trying to hate on me. Cause I'm the nigga on the postcard underneath the fake palm tree saying c'est la vie. Your gangster got painted on a fake ID. We don't know you. That's why I take y'all freaks. Pull up to the crib. I wait. I beep. She hops in the whip. Same day I beat. I kicks her out. She screaming, this ain't my street.
Leave.
Get shitted on. New York nigga with the without the fitted on. I get the job done. Motherfucker, I work.
What's up?
I get the job done. Motherfucker, I work.
Hey, what's up?
Now let me set it all. Ain't no half stepping.
I get the job done.
I say, ain't no half stepping.
I get the job done.
I work. 88 crack era. New York, nigga.
This is the Empire State, where skyscrapers high like the stakes. Keep an eye out for snakes. Police in disguise, call them Jakes. We see through the eyes of the fake. The weak don't survive, what's your fate? We each on the grind for the cake. Dawn's popping, dawn, celebrate. Yeah, do or die, NY fitted. Gritty New York City streets, mob committed. Kingpins go to war with figures. It's all business, but a snitch sent the dawn to prison. Kill Castellano, buck a vinyl, turn state's witness. Couldn't believe I seen the day Gotti was sentenced. AZ, Rich Porter, Rinalpo. A few true names ring bells in the apple. Soul fiends pipe dreams like it was natural. Block kings turn the corner into a castle. Nick Barnes, Frank Lucas, and Matthews. Madison Square Garden hollering cash rules. Times Square 40 deuce with mad jewels. Mad deep beef with these fools is bad news. Cream team, steam team, four finger name rings. The game changed, crack cocaine, kill everything. South Bronx, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, we mash through. The island, the Harlem, call it the Big Apple.
Melting pot city that never sleep. Five boroughs of death, is rough, was never sweet. Bright lights, big city, some call it Gotham. Fans wait with mountain suspense, know I got them. Vainglorious, the new school lead on you. Taxi cab driver, gon' rig the meat on you. Hard body, we suppliers be applying force. I'm in every borough, sorta like the Iron Horse. Greatest place in the world for you to politic. This the center of the universe, metropolis. City so nice, had to name it twice. New York, New York, listen, come take a bite. Big Apple, capital of the world. Axe around, most hated place in the world. Could call it Hong Kong or the Hudson. Make it here, you can make it anywhere, hustling.
Skyline of the high rise, under the pale moonlight, my city. Over the scale, pure white, I'm busy, hit me. The neighborhood drunk teach the youth. Can't stand, can in his hand speak the truth. Leader of the free world, hip-hop birthplace. Second to none, why come in the first place? You wanna act, move the Manhattan. And when all the demands grew, you ran back. We dictate fads, everybody else follow. In the New York state of mind, wherever I go. Come short the gun talk, I'm telling you. So don't come short with tall tales, they'll measure you. Nomads, tomahawks, rebels. Black spades, savage skulls, devils. Heaven knows ain't no place like ours. Simple to plain, can't take our towers. Nah, from
New York. schedule in my fingers. Everyone I'm with pretending that they listen. Bell just finished ringing, I'm sitting in school. Phone is ringing, my manager's got some news. But if I take it out, my teacher won't approve. The show last night was crazy, but it was in Connecticut. I got home at 5 in the morning and I'm trying my best to pay attention. But I've had a lack of sleep for a week and I'm still on the high from that performance. Surrounded by fake smiles and it's all clear, cause I'm buzzing now and plus everyone doesn't know what they wanna be. But I do and it's kind of already working. I cannot stop thinking I do not belong here. I am not being productive cause I spend half of my day here. Plus all of the homework that comes with, I'm wasting my time. Shit is eating me alive. Everyone who knows me knows where I'm meant to be in this life. I'm going home.
Young nigga from the boogie down. Took me looking strictly at these hoods to fully look around. Boogeyman rocks hoodies, Tims, and Gucci belts. I'm moving pounds. Sometimes I ain't have a home. Homies, let me snooze on couch. You are appreciated. Now you are alleviated. Must be good to know it's hard to look at stars and see we made it. From the bottom of the barrel, had to dodge a couple barrels. Making money for my mummy with the power of a pharaoh. Call me King Tut. Supreme King dreams with the mean thrust. Had to push them button pushes. Press you if you seem tough. From the era, every era. Tear your cerebellum, yellow tape. Air your melon. Trying to make some tapes and tell them miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with the wish you niggas knew Chris. Now you want my home, but you was laughing at the blueprint. Hop on top of cocks like guys that shopping for a spot. But if money stop, I bet you niggas act like you ain't new Chris. God, it's Rivers. Call that my vacation. Pussy weed and money, that's my motivation. I love rocking shows, especially overseas. Cause them European girls like getting on their knees. I'm a little homesick, but I'll be back in a month. It beats being in jail, I'm freaking handcuffs. Y'all know me, nuts over beats in the block. Reminiscing on that night uptown, I got knocked. It changed my life, sitting up in a cell. Knowing damn well, then I'm headed to hell. I chose this life, can't regret those flaws. I was in them streets, feeling above the law. Coke in my drawers, half a pee in the trunk. Jail time in the program, that's 36 months. I'ma eat, work out, man, I miss my family. Count down the days I touch town. Queens, I'm coming home.
Who are you? green. Bring out the devastated heat with beans. I'm talking street sweepers and American F-16. That's how we get it on, dirty dancing. I'm scoping niggas from up top. Drop, ayo, we Rocky Manson. Ayo, Trevor, you never better yet. Ever doubt and I'm representing the bill. E-N-Y, you be the rider. Brooke, yeah. I'm a writing you all to a murder case. Niggas walk around with straight pass. We don't fuck around. Crime fam, the human token. Bash when the shit blasts and smoking. Leave all them niggas choking. Open, better treat us like the elders. Kiss your grandmama goodbye. You going underground with Elvis. I just made a John Doe. Poe 9, get it, burn is the boat. Billy quitting is still hitting. The cops splitting, but they ain't hitting. Nigga, the war is on. Ayo, son, give me back the prom. Gone, throw them niggas out with the trash. The UWAP Mac burn, they turn into Ernest.
DED stands for don't ever doubt us. And if y'all don't know, ask questions about us.
It's getting hot, 1 minute, here come the crook out. So get the fuck out or get took out. And don't ever doubt us.
Fucking names that's ringing bells in the battle zone. You find enough of a bullet shells. The gunslinger will make you famous with the stainless. The double action clock is leaving competitors brainless. The click is thick, rolling deeper than Hussein's armies. My code offended rockers turning niggas into walking zombies. So now it's on both the nickel plate and armor. I smell the drama. My click is suited up in body armor. Dead rocks to plant you in the ground like roses. Got faggots dug, got grace. So now it's time to strike some poses. Dead to talking. Let's get the gunfight started. Now love to them thug niggas. That's living cold. Now we mad dick in front of crime headquarters. Just let them cross the border, we can get on with these manslaughters. Every day's another wet out. It's like a killer be killed, cause ain't no other way that we can get out. We get out. Chicks are your brain is integrated. I'm representing the East, my peeps, criminals incorporated. All the stuff that ever doubted, they got their life outed. Read about it, the cemetery's overcrowded. On the watch for the corrupt coppers. They even busting their guns, and just another plan to try and stop us. Emergency trucks, Jason. Millimeters was loaded up with best eaters.